While the festive season is for most of us a time for family and gift giving, for many Indigenous people, it can increase their risk of depression and suicide. Jerry Georgiatos is a suicide prevention researcher and support advocate for the National Indigenous Critical Response Service. The Wise Jessica Supple asked him about who the most vulnerable are at this time of year.
The impoverished, people living below the poverty line, particularly large families. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, 40% live below the poverty line. For them, it's a much more pronounced elevated risk than for their counterparts. But also non-Indigenous people living below the poverty line, they're an elevated risk group, but it's many times much more pronounced for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And they're often not able to put food on the table at Christmas, to do the festive bit, to do the presents and the gift buying. And the accumulation of life stresses at this time of year takes a toll. We lose more people, our brothers and sisters, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, at this time of year than any other time.
So do you think there are too many expectations placed on Christmas time for things like the large family gatherings, all the gifts? But in reality, this is quite tough for a lot of people.
Yeah, for far too many who aren't able to do the gift giving, who aren't able to do for their children what others are actually able to do. And that has a toxic effect. It internalises grief. It feels like a letdown and inadequacies towards abilities to provide for their children and for other relations who are much loved. This is why we do lose people during the holiday stretch, during that Christmas time, during the new year. So what we need to do is bring in people, support them, love them, listen to them, and combine the festivities and the events together at this time of year and spread the love.
For Indigenous people who are struggling at this time of year, where should they start looking for help? Should it be with their family, with their friends, in their own communities, with the people around them?
In terms of them themselves reaching out, well, they should reach out to another person or whatever that they trust to tell their story, to tell their struggle, and to get word out about their distress. They shouldn't be internalising it. No one should do that. But in the end, what I'm really saying is that we... who actually have some relative capacity to provide at Christmas for our loved ones, should be reaching out to those generally who is struggling amongst us or whatever, in our extended families, amongst our friends, and within our community. So it's a two-way street, yes. It's about where they reach out. We should extend our hand back and take them in and support them. But we shouldn't be waiting for that hand to be extended by those who are affected.
You say that people should be reaching out to one another. What do you think are some of the signs to look for potentially in a friend or a loved one who might be struggling at this time of year? What are some of the things to look for?
Well, more than 80% of people who take their lives do not present prior any suicidal ideation to any authority or other family. What we should be looking for at this time is people who are actually struggling. Struggling economically, struggling with depression or the evident symptoms of depression. We should be looking out for those people that we also know at the same time that they struggle economically, that they don't have a predominant income earner in the family, they're underemployed and they do it tough generally or whatever, and who are also becoming socially isolated, who don't have support systems in place or extended family to support them, particularly single parent families. Many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families are single parent families, particularly those living below the poverty line. We should be just looking out for them and seeing if they're okay, and putting out our hand and actually inviting them to be part of festivities and in a combined manner. And we just can't rely on the services and the presumption of services, which are in effect Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And a lot of these services at this time of year are in shutdown mode. And, you know, this presumption that they're going to be there for people at Christmas is not authentic.
Jerry Georgiatos, suicide prevention researcher, speaking there with The Wire's Jessica Supple.